Namaste and welcome to a new episode of Freedom Chautari podcast. This is your host Subhash Dahal for this episode. As you all know, COVID-19 pandemic has engulfed the world and we are on lockdown. It's a hard time for everyone, but it's the least we can do so that we can defeat this and move on. On this episode, we are going to discuss about Open Budget Survey 2019, published by International Budget Partnership, that is IBP, as well as hear from representatives of IBP and other experts, as well as government personnels from webcast event launching Open Budget Survey 2019. Likewise, Freedom Forum also publishes Open Budget Survey of Nepal, and it was halted amid COVID-19 pandemic. We are working on it so that we can publish the same as soon as possible, and it will be covered on upcoming future episode of our podcast. Open Budget Survey 2019, also known as OBS 2019, is the culmination of a collaborative research process in which the International Budget Partnership worked with civil society researchers in 117 countries, encompassing all regions of the world and all income levels over the past 16 months. This is the seventh round of OBS, which is typically conducted biannually, that is, every 2 years. Earlier surveys were completed in 2006, 2008, 2010, 2012, 2015, and 2017. The OBS, that is Open Budget Survey, assesses whether the basic condition needed for democracy and accountability, the free flow of information, robust oversight, and opportunities for public participation in decision-making are being met in budget sphere. From Nepal, Freedom Forum is the survey partner with International Budget Partnership. Tarna Dahal and Krishna Sapkota are the researchers for this survey on behalf of Freedom Forum, that has been advocating for open budget, citizen budget, and budget and audit accountability for a long time. This seventh round of the Open Budget Survey, the old, only independent, comparative, and fact-based measure of these three core components of budget accountability, that is transparency, participation, and oversight at the central government level. This report presents the finding of the Open Budget Survey 2019 on budget transparency, formal opportunities for public participation, and the role of oversight institutions for 170 countries assessed for this edition. Before diving into the findings and what's on the report, let us know about survey methodology and Open Budget Survey Index. The Open Budget Survey assesses the three components of a budget accountability system: public availability of budget information, opportunities for the public to participate in budget process, and the role of formal oversight institutions, including the legislature and the National Audit Office, also known as Supreme Audit Institution. The majority of the survey question assesses what occurs in practice rather than what is required by law. The research was fully based on questionnaire method. The questions included in the Open Budget Survey are based on generally accepted good practice for public finance management. The results for each country in Open Budget Survey 2019 are based on a questionnaire comprising 145 scored questions that is completed by researchers typically based in the surveyed country. Almost all researchers responsible for completing the questionnaire come from civil society organizations or academic institutions. OBS 2019 assesses only document published and events, activities, or developments that took place through December 2018. Any action occurring after this date are not accounted for in the 2019 survey results. All responses to the OBS questions are supported by evidence. This includes citations from budget documents, the country's law, or interviews with government officials, legislators, or experts on the country's budget process. Throughout the research process, International Budget Partnership staff assisted the researchers in following the survey methodology, particularly the guidelines for answering survey questions. Dear listeners, as to talk about what questions were asked for this survey, let us have a look on it. In order to measure the timely release of information to the public throughout the budget process, International Budget Partnership looked for release deadlines of public available budget documents, that is, pre-budget statement, executive budget proposal, enacted budget, citizen budgets, in-year report, media reviews, year-end report, audit report, etc. Likewise, for evaluating public engagement opportunities and oversight actors and practices, indicators measured were public engagement in budget process, role of the legislature and role of supreme audit institution, as well as role of independent fiscal institutions. More on these are available with an explanation of the questions and the response options. Please go to International Budget Partnership website at www.internationalbudget.org. That is www.internationalbudget.org. As for OBS index, it is index showing the position of a country for its ranking. Each country is assigned a score of 0 to 100 based on simple average of responses to these questions, which results in a global ranking of budget transparency called the Open Budget Index. These indexes are basically divided into 5 categories. 0 to 20 is scant to none, which means basically nothing. 21 to 40 is minimal. 41 to 60 ranks limited. 61 to 80 ranks substantial or good. And 81 and 100 is extensive, that is more than good or the best in these rankings. Dear listeners, before sharing about the findings of OBS 2019, let's hear from Warren Krafcik, IBP Director, on what he had said on the webcast launching Open Budget Survey 2019.
The report, known as the OBS, is made possible by hundreds of people around the world working for nearly 2 years. And while today we celebrate its completion, let's also acknowledge the larger context. The COVID-19 pandemic is wreaking havoc around the world, threatening public health, damaging national economies, and disrupting daily life on a scale that's simply astounding. Governments around the world now face very difficult decisions, including, and perhaps especially, decisions about when and how to raise and allocate and reallocate public funds. Even as the COVID-19 pandemic calls for rapid and massive relief programs from governments, we know that it's critical that government decisions be characterized by honesty, by transparency, by engagement and public trust, the very values and objectives that underscore our Open Budget Survey. It's now more important than ever that all of us, governments, civil society, the private sector, and development partners come together to ensure openness and accountability in the budget process. Mounting a vigorous response to the current crisis and making improvements to budgeting processes and practices are not contradictory causes. In fact, if they tackle together, they have the potential for reinforcing one another and ensuring that we emerge from this pandemic with a stronger bond between the public and government and stronger systems to meet everyday needs and emergencies too. While much remains to be done, we are already seeing signs of hope. As we will hear today, a broad set of organizations and governments are increasingly signing on in support of open budgets. And many governments, and not just the ones you might expect, are not only paying attention, but they're taking action.
Now, with that, let's dive right into what are the findings of this survey and what the numerical data shows. In Open Budget Survey 2019, the average global budget transparency score across the 117 countries in the round of the survey is 45 out of 100, which means many countries do not release key budget documents or are not disclosing key information in their documents. The range of score included in this global average varies from 87 in the top ranking country, New Zealand, to the lowest score of 0 in Yemen, Venezuela, and Comoros. The best performing countries have a transparency score of 81 or above, the highest transparency category where governments provide extensive information to their public. Six countries in Open Budget Survey 2019 perform in this highest category: New Zealand, South Africa, Sweden, Mexico, Georgia, and Brazil. Most countries in the survey, 86, that is 74% of all those assessed, fall below sufficient levels and score 60 or less. However, examples of strong budget transparency practice can be found in nearly all regions of the world. One glaring observation is that Open Budget Survey 2019 shows every region except for South Asia has at least one country that meets or exceeds the transparency benchmark for sufficient budget information. As for access to key budget documents, OBS 2019 also found that 182 documents in 79 countries are not made available to the public online in a timely manner. If all governments made such documents publicly available and assuming the global average content score for each type of document, then global budget transparency score could jump by 9 points from 45 to 54, which would be the greatest increase since survey began. While the actual potential gain to budget transparency levels remain uncertain, this projection shows that substantial amounts of budget information could be made available by governments in a relatively short time frame if governments share these documents online in a timely manner. As for the case of Nepal, looking closely, the Open Budget Index comparison shows decline from previous 52 in 2017 to 41 in 2019, which indicates that we regressed from last Open Budget Survey. Looking all the way back, Nepal have Open Budget Survey Index of 36 on 2006, 43 on 2008, 45 on 2010, 44 on 2012, 24 on 2015, 52 on 2017, and 41 on 2019, which clearly shows that we never touched 61, which is an international norm of being good, and we only crossed 50 once in last 7 surveys. As for transparency, public participation and oversight of supreme audit institutions, independent fiscal institutions, as well as legislature, Nepal has 41 on transparency, 22 on public participation, 33 on legislature oversight, but there is a beacon of hope on supreme audit institution which shows the better oversight by supreme audit institution. As for the case of independent fiscal institution, Nepal has no any such institution and the same is reflected on the report. In relation to budget related documents, Nepal has no pre-budget statement as well as citizen budget statements. Lastly, Nepal is one of those governments that review draft questionnaires that are used on this survey. Now, let's look into Open Budget Survey 2019 as a whole in global sense. The Open Budget Survey 2019 finds weak transparency and oversight in government budgeting as well as few opportunities for public to participate in shaping budget policies or monitoring their implementation. It is particularly more concerning at a time when governments around the world have launched significant spending measures to address the COVID-19 pandemic. This survey presents a telling snapshot of current government practice in 117 countries related to budget disclosure, opportunities for public engagement, and checks and balance through budget oversight. With this, now let's hear from Mr. Vivek Ramkumar, Senior Director Policy of International Budget Partnership, on what he had to say about Open Budget Survey 2019 he presented on webcast event launching Open Budget Survey 2019.
The latest Open Budget Survey tells a story of leaders and laggards, of countries taking two small steps forward only to fall back a step, of innovations in budgeting being introduced even as opportunities for further progress are missed. The three key findings from the 2019 survey that I share with you to illustrate this story. The first finding is a positive one. The 2019 global transparency level is the highest recorded average global budget transparency score since we began the survey more than 15 years ago. There is a welcome return to progress after the previous survey had recorded a drop in budget transparency for the first time. The global average scores received by 77 countries that have been assessed in every round since 2008 has increased by 20%. Rapid improvements achieved by some countries over the past few years demonstrate that meaningful change is possible in a short time frame if governments are committed to open budgeting reforms. examples of good practices are now available from almost every region of the world: Latin America and Caribbean, East Asia and Pacific, and Central Asia and Eastern Europe are on track to achieve regional average scores of more than 61 within the next 10 years, which is the benchmark for providing sufficient levels of budget information. The second finding from the survey is that most governments do not publish sufficient budget information and thereby undermine their citizens' abilities to be able to engage in meaningful budget dialogue. The global average scores received by 117 countries on the survey's transparency measure is only 45 out of a maximum possible score of 100. Only 31 countries, or one out of every four countries surveyed, receive scores of more than 61 on budget transparency, which, as I mentioned earlier, is the benchmark for providing sufficient levels of budget information. One third of the key budget documents assessed worldwide are not made available to citizens, even as 182 key budget documents are produced by governments for their internal use only. If these already available budget documents were simply published on existing government websites, budget transparency could increase by an estimated 9 points on our survey. But even when governments publish budget documents, they frequently lack the types of information that citizens need. A closer look at the health and education budgets in a subset of the surveyed countries reveal that they are missing information that is essential for monitoring service delivery. The third finding from the survey is that citizen demands for public participation in budgeting continue to be frustrated. The global average score received by 117 countries on the survey's participation measure is a dismal 14 out of 100. Even countries that publish adequate budget information to enable a public debate on budget policies do not create spaces where such debate and discussion between government and citizens can happen. Where spaces for participation exist, few governments have taken deliberate steps to include people living in poverty and other disadvantaged sections of the populations, essentially excluding the very populations that are most adversely impacted by inequitable budget policies. Public participation in budgeting need not be this bleak. Some countries have found innovative ways to bridge the gap between state and citizens. One such example is from Mexico, which has established a social controller system where social programs whose beneficiaries are primarily from disadvantaged communities directly monitor these programs through committees composed of the beneficiaries of these programs. South Korea and Portugal have established participatory budgeting at the national level. And in Sierra Leone, the government consults with the public during budget formulation through policy hearings. The examples from these countries point to ways by which all governments can establish inclusive and meaningful mechanisms for public participation in budgeting. Although the Open Budget Survey was conducted before the COVID-19 crisis broke out, the findings from the survey point to risks that can undermine the fiscal measures being proposed by governments. Emergency spending is going to be harder to track, as the Open Budget Survey reveals that governments tend to be more transparent on their budget plans than they are on budget execution. The challenges surrounding budget execution are further exacerbated by weak budget oversight roles played by legislatures and supreme audit institutions. Further, many countries are establishing extra budgetary funds to channel their emergency spending. The Open Budget Survey finds that these type of funds are generally inadequately disclosed by governments. Finally, governments are inevitably going to borrow more monies in order to finance their COVID-19 fiscal measures. but may not do so transparently, as the Open Budget Survey finds that many countries do not disclose the levels, risks, and sustainability of public debt. Despite these risks and challenges, the misuse and mismanagement of emergency funds is not a given. There is no trade-off between expedited emergency measures and the strengthening of these measures. The tools to advance budget transparency and accountability are at hand. International standards are clear. Our survey documents the current shortfalls in budget transparency and accountability practices. And technical and financial assistance to support reforms are widely available. So we know what needs to be done and have documented these steps in our survey report. I invite everyone to go to our website, internationalbudget.org, and read the survey report and summary findings for your countries. These reports provide clear and actionable recommendations on how every country can improve budget transparency and accountability.
All in all, rapid progress on open budgeting agenda is possible, but to accelerate the pace of improvements, a new approach is needed, one that unites all stakeholders around a common agenda to achieve the most urgent open budgeting goals. The Open Budget Survey 2019 includes a call to action to achieve four ambitious but attainable targets within next 5 years. Provide sufficient levels of budget transparency, increase public participation in the budget, strengthen monitoring and oversight budget execution, sustain improvements in open budgeting. With this, we are in the last segment of this podcast edition. As we all are aware of budget transparency, open budget, public participation, and budget engagement, let's hear from some more people on need of budget transparency and openness. These all views were presented on a webcast event on launching Open Budget Survey 2019 that was live on International Budget Partnership channel on YouTube and International Budget Partnership's website. First, let's hear from Scott Caldwell from DFID, that is Department for International Development.
DFID has supported the Open Budget Survey since 2006, and it's great to see how it's grown over that time, both in terms of the number of countries it covers, but also in terms of its global status. We do this because we at DFID believe that citizens have the right to know how a government intends to raise money and how it intends to use it. An open budget tells people what they should expect from their government, and as importantly, it creates opportunities for citizens to hold their government to account. I believe that open budgets can play an important role in addressing some of the big development challenges we face today. At this time of crisis, fiscal transparency may seem like a lower priority, but with effective government spending more important than ever, so too is the transparency around that spending.
Next is Ulla Griffin of UNICEF talking on open budget and its need for them as well as its issues.
At UNICEF, our focus is to improve the rights and the well-being of children, including their health. Together with the International Budget Partnership, we did a research on how countries budget for immunization. Vaccines and immunizations are really good case study to see how countries budget, because all budgets have this as an essential health service. We wanted to see how they budget for immunization and also look at budget execution. We found that it was really hard to get hold of the budgets and even harder to get hold of budget execution. In 5 countries we had to give up, so we had 28 African countries left. They budgeted in different ways, and we only found 8 budget execution reports. In 5 of these countries, there were really low budget execution. On average, only 47% of the money they budgeted for immunization were actually spent. And then you ask the question, where do this money go? And without an open budget process, this is really hard to know. I think that to improve this problem of money not being spent in the way it should, we need to have a much more open process, also program managers to really own their own budget. Since it's so hard to get hold of the budgets, they don't really know how to solve the problem.
Likewise, here is Dr. Annie from Ministry of Budget and National Planning, Nigeria, speaking on much need of budget transparency.
Nigeria believes that transparency and public participation in budgeting process are critical to ensuring government accountability and responsiveness to the needs of its citizens, and the Ministry of Finance, Budget and National Planning plans to continue the already established citizens' participation throughout the entire budget process in a timely manner while involving civil society organizations, with the aim of increasing citizens' participation, transparency and accountability for improved governance in Nigeria. This is in line with the MOU signed by the Ministry with International Budget Partnership and Global Initiative for Fiscal Transparency.
Similarly, here is representative from Observatoria Fiscal of Chile from South America on need of open budget and protest for the same on Chile.
Last year, we had millions of Chilean people on the streets because of their frustration regarding inequality and because of the roots of inequality and social injustice related not only to the economy, but also to the fact that persons consider that democracy is managed by groups who act in favor of their own and not the common benefit. In that context, Chileans are demanding their voices to be heard, and they are demanding less abuses and more spaces to engage with government. I must confess you, during the protests on the streets, I never saw people asking for more fiscal transparency or participatory budgeting. But nevertheless, these two points are part of the agenda implicitly. Because when people ask for a better state, they are in fact asking for better spending. And when people ask for less abuses, they are in fact also asking for more transparency. And when people feel their most urgent needs, or maybe at least as important as that, their dreams are not being heard, they are asking at least for some small part of the budget to be participatory. And when people distrust government, they are also asking for better data to make better monitoring on spending and procurement. Therefore, with our voice from Chile, we also want to join the call to action on open budgets. In our country, the Ministry of Finance recently is trying to push an agenda for better spending and more civic engagement. Being very positive, it's not enough. The importance of now, I think, lies in getting more voices united for this agenda. So we encourage other actors in Chile and elsewhere to join us. And no matter whether your focus is on democracy, inequality, or social services, open budgets are critical to your work.
Finally, here is Lorena Rivero del Paso of Global Initiative for Fiscal Transparency speaking on the subject.
In my previous role as General Director of Performance Monitoring at the Ministry of Finance and Public Credit of Mexico, I coordinated the improvement of budget transparency, which took the country from 52 to 79 points in the Open Budget Index, positioning it in the top 10 of the ranking. But it is not just about a score or a ranking. For us, the richness of the Open Budget Survey was that it helped us identify gaps in information and internal coordination challenges that turned into changes in processes, better data quality for decision making, and even improving citizen engagement for better service delivery. From GIFT and IBP, we are engaging with governments, civil society, and other external actors to improve the state of fiscal openness around the globe. So I just want to take this opportunity to encourage everyone involved to use the results of the Open Budget Survey as a tool for improvement.
Dear listeners, if anyone wants to view the whole webcast event of Open Budget Survey 2019 launching, please visit the official website of IBP, that is www.internationalbudget.org, or you can even watch the same on IBP official YouTube channel. With this, we came to the end of today's episode. You can listen to our podcast across various podcast platforms as well as on our YouTube channel and official website page, that is freedomforum.org.np/podcast. If you have any suggestions and feedbacks regarding our podcast, do write to us at freedomforum2005@gmail.com, or you can call us at our toll-free number 1660010202. That is 1660010202. Lastly, as you are all aware of COVID-19 pandemic, we request everyone to stay safe and stay home, as well as respect and follow the government directives. Being safe and staying home is the way to keep others safe. With this, I, Subhash Dahal, would like to end today's episode, and we will be back again with another brand new episode of Freedom Chaudhary Podcast next week. Till then, keep listening Freedom Chaudhary Podcast. Take care and stay safe. We thank you for listening.